SOS, which might be appropriate if you are feeling like, well, let's just say you've had enough of this world and you're coming to the end, as we all do, and you want to go out in style. Well, my very special guest as we celebrate towards the end of Women's Month is Larentha Covenden. She's with Belito Funeral Directors. What an interesting career you must have. We'll find out all. Welcome to the afternoon show.
Thank you, Dave.
And let's just explain, you apparently changed careers to join the funeral industry, which is, I think it's fair to say, is predominantly male-dominated. And here we are in Women's Month celebrating you as a lady involved in the funeral business. Tell us how you came to join the industry.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. So I'm married into a family that runs a funeral business. So when I got married, I realized that, there isn't that compassion and empathy. Mm. And it lacks that female touch. Oh. So that's what made me decide to change lanes and change careers. And of course, we've been in the funeral industry since 1960. So it helped me. That gave me the impetus to realize that I can actually do this because I have a good support system.
Absolutely. And you're so right, because people, when they have lost a loved one, are particularly vulnerable. And to find empathy and kindness, but professional at the same time, to take away the stress and the confusion and the angst.
Yes.
You have your grief, but you can start the healing process when you're in good hands. So this is good to know. How do you cope with the work-life balance? Because you're sort of 24 hours on call. People need you.
Yeah. So, look, fortunately, we belong to a group of companies. So, T.G. Govender & Son was formed in 1960, and then we have Amshlanga Funerals, and then I started Belito Funerals. So, I'm fortunate in the sense that we've got all these branches. We have staff. So, I'm able to rely on them. I'm able to get support from them when someone passes on. So, we have a good team. So that allows me to keep that balance, you know. So if I need to meet with family or I just need a spa treatment, so just having that good support staff system helps a lot.
Because you need that.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, things can become very, very difficult in life. So this is marvelous. Anyone listening to us talking might have questions around what sort of arrangements, particularly with regard to funeral policies, one should be making, because one hears these stories, and I've seen some apocryphal tales of funeral companies that have not necessarily fulfilled their promises when it comes to, especially the vulnerable. They've been paying into a policy, suddenly it doesn't work. What is your advice?
Yeah, so I think that's the other leg of, or the other reason why I decided to get into this industry. It's that it lacked the education. And I think the funeral industry, also being largely unregulated, hasn't been doing these drives in educating people about specifically about policies. So I think first for funeral arrangements, it's important to have those discussions with your family. You plan for every other event in your life. Make sure that you let your family know that you've chosen a certain service provider for whatever reason it is. Make a living will. State what you would like done when you pass on. In terms of funeral policies, make sure that it is done via an insurer. So you're not paying it to a funeral company. It's via debit order. Make sure that the funeral company that you contracted to is also registered with the FSB, so that they are licensed to sell you a funeral policy.
Important.
Because So what happens is, as you said, people will go in and pay their funeral policy to a particular company, but they're actually not underwritten by an insurer. If that company goes under, people have paid all their money, and especially, as you said, at the time that they really need you, they're going to come through with their policy and realize they actually, this company no longer exists, or the benefits have changed because the company has changed hands, and they find themselves, you know, not having cover, and they have to now pay cash for that funeral. And as you know, funeral expenses are really unexpected expenses.
Indeed. Good advice. I'm talking to Larentha Covenden from Belito Funeral Directors as we celebrate Women's Month, and she is a woman in business and an unusual choice of career, but as you've heard, she married into the family and it's a long tradition and they do an extremely good job. But on a lighter note, in your opinion, what are the top three qualities that have contributed most to your success in business?
I think it's respect, it's integrity, it's humility. And I speak specifically from the point of view that, you know, when people come to deal with you, you should have that respect for them because they've lost a loved one. I think humility is because you get down to the level of everybody that you deal with. So I think that's important. I think it keeps you grounded in whatever aspect it is of your life. So, you know, whenever I walk into my business every day, first I think about what can I do different today? What can I do better today? So I think when you look at yourself and you realize that you need to first work with yourself and do something for yourself, then you're able to give to others.
And in conclusion, if you could travel back in time to the beginning of your career, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Yeah, so it's definitely to work smarter and not harder. You know, there's so many quick, easy hacks that people that you can see nowadays, and that happens. So I have to say, you know, if I could, I would definitely work smarter and not harder.
Good advice. If you're listening to that, take it to heart. My very special guest on this Wednesday afternoon, Lorentha Covenden from Belita Funeral Directors. Thank you for joining me on the afternoon show and sharing some of that personal insight.
It's a pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues on the other side of this.